You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Competent to make the choice and wait 15 days before receiving the medication. David Ford represents cancer doctors. He says they oppose the bill.
The physician completing the death certificate is required in this law to indicate that the patient died of the underlying illness, not by taking their own life. Legally, that requires the physician to lie on the death certificate.
The federal government has been tracking Americans' phone calls for a lot longer than most people think. USA Today is reporting that the Drug Enforcement Administration and the National Security Agency kept logs of virtually all phone calls between the U.S. and more than 100 countries linked to drug trafficking. This is USA Headline News.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
Friday, April 17th.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven. It changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere only on the CW.
Republican freshman Senator Rand Paul has officially tossed his hat in the Republican presidential ring. More now from USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has announced his intention to run for president, and in doing so, issued a challenge to the Republican Party.
If we nominate a candidate who is simply Democrat light, what's the point? Why bother? We need to boldly proclaim our vision for America. We need to go boldly forth under the banner of liberty that clutches the Constitution in one hand and the Bill of Rights in the other.
Paul also said Washington is so broken it might not be able to be fixed from within, and the American people need to rise up and vote out career politicians. I'm Jason Wirt.
Bluebell is expanding the first recall in its more than 100-year history. The Texas-based company announced yesterday it's recalling banana pudding ice cream pints, which have tested positive for listeria, and additional products in the same line. The ice cream came from Bluebell's Broken Arrow, Oklahoma plant, which was temporarily shut down last week. No illnesses have been confirmed to date, but the FDA is investigating. An Olympian who trains in Park City, Utah, is warning women about a popular method of birth control that nearly killed her. Megan Henry is a member of the U.S. National Skeleton Team and says the NuvaRing caused blood clots in her lungs. The drug company Merrick created NuvaRing and has settled a class action lawsuit with 3,800 victims for $100 million. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning and welcome to Modern Design. I'm very pleased today to have a guest who's been with us before and coming back again. I have Dave Salmon, a real estate expert and in this industry for quite a long time. Say hi, Dave.
Hello, Rich.
Okay, let's do the weather, which I could probably do without looking at the computer, but I will go ahead and look at the computer so I'm more accurate. Today it says there's a 70% chance of rain likely with a high of 45 degrees. Tonight there's an 80% chance of rain. With a low of 36. I'm looking forward to some spring weather. Thursday, there's a 50% of it says drizzle. So that doesn't sound so bad, with a high of 44 degrees. Thursday night, a 50% chance of rain with a low of 41 degrees. And on Friday, it says there's thunderstorms likely, but a high of 71 degrees. Doesn't that sound good, 71?
I'm not sure what that feels like. I forgot.
I know. But hopefully we're going to – there are people out there that have said to me they were afraid that it would be winter forever, that spring would never come. And that was a good segue into, I think, what we're going to talk about today. We're talking in Monitor Design the past couple of weeks about all things spring. And my guests last week were the guys from Rucker's Landscaped. And we talked about how to get your yard ready, how to get your beds ready and everything ready for spring. And I thought, it continuing on that trend, it would be good to talk about spring market in the real estate business. First, what's going on in the real estate business, what's happening today, what you're seeing as far as trends and so on, but also things that you can do, decorative things that you can do to get your house ready, show it the best it can be so you can get top dollar for it. So I wanted to start off with you by talking about what's going on. Here we are in April, we're on spring market, and my first question to you is spring market slightly delayed because psychologically people have been still in a winter mode because of the bad winter we had?
Well, you know, we've been thinking that that's the case, and typically we think of the spring market, the height of it being April, as far as buyer activity under contracts. Many buyers think of timing their closing for the end of June, and that, you know, brings them into the market around now.
Right.
This year, things went kind of nuts right in January and February. The first quarter was extremely active.
Uh-huh.
Open house activity was way up. Under contracts, very healthy real estate market. It's been really my actually personal best start to any year I've had. So
that's wonderful.
We're happy now, about that.
Do you attribute that to, you know, I'm sort of just looking at some of the things that I've seen in the stats. Do you attribute that to the low interest rates and low prices? What do you attribute it to? Besides, of course, that you're very talented, but what do you attribute that to?
Well, thanks for the compliment. Uh-huh. But we're really thinking what buyers are, you know, telling us is they're feeling like the period of low interest rates is probably coming near an end.
Okay.
And we keep hearing Federal Reserve, announcements that they think somewhere later this year, maybe early next year, they're going to start raising rates.
And right.
The typical buyer feels like that means that these, you know, historically low rates that we've had for the last few years are probably going to come to an end. So
it creates a sense of urgency.
Yeah, so the urgency really gets there.
Right.
The other combination I think that we have this year that we didn't have last year. Last year, we had a period where sellers started to hear about the national numbers and how the market was getting better, and it certainly was.
Right.
Many sellers started to come onto the market asking a little bit more than they probably should have because the buyers didn't react to those higher prices very well.
Right.
Especially towards the end of the year. So we saw inventories rise. And, under contracts kind of lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we have a different, kind of a different market so far. Seller list prices have been met by buyer demand in a, you know, great way. I open houses. I've had first open house on listings, 9 groups through contract.
Wow.
Sold, 23 in
wow.
the first day.
That's like the 90s. That's
yeah,
fun.
It is, you know, yeah. With 4 contracts right away.
Wow.
And people really reacting to pricing. And we see it in Hunterdon County. I ran some numbers on single-family homes this morning
uh-huh.
from the MLS, and we had, in the first quarter, 8% more listings on the market.
That's substantial.
That's good. A few uh-huh. more homes to look at. But 24% increase in under contracts.
Wow.
So, see, that's really a very vibrant market. So we've been really waiting for that, and it's pretty good right now. If you're looking to sell your house, it's a great time.
It is, and I urge you, if you haven't heard of Dave, go Google him, Dave Salmon. He's been around a long time. I mean that respectfully. He looks young, but he's been around for a long time in the business, and he does a nice job, and when I'm ready to sell my house, you know who I'll be talking to when I'm ready to go there. That being said, let's transition a little bit before I go to our first break into getting your house ready for spring. This is a design show, and we talk about making your house be the best that it can be, keeping your house up to date. It's something that I stress to my listeners here is that a house is organic and a house breaks down. You can buy a building lot, you can build a brand new house, but just like anything else, including our own bodies in life, as things age, they start to break down. They're organic. So it's very important that you keep your house up going through because you don't want to live in a house for 30 years and then have to sell and go, oh my God, everything's falling apart. every 5 years, I always suggest to my my clients that we do a little bit of a spruce up, a little bit of a improvement. This way, you're always on par, whether it be some painting or some trim work or just keeping track of some of the things that are going on in your home, so you're not overwhelmed at the end. Maintaining your furnaces, maintaining your systems, that type of thing.
You're exactly right, and buyers today are extremely sensitive to the age of systems. They want to know how old is the roof, how old is the furnace, how old is the AC, and we have to answer those questions. And the tough thing about being a homeowner is when you turn on, you know, when the heat comes on and it heats your home, you feel like, well, the furnace is fine, and it probably is.
Right.
But for a buyer, when the furnace is 25 or 30 years old, to them it's just, well, I'm going to have to spend $10,000 in the next year or two on a new furnace.
You had said something very, I think, very smart that I had never heard of from any other realtor before, and now I preach it to everybody, which is, before you sell your house, be proactive and get your own home inspection so you know what's wrong with the property so that you can either give a credit or fix it beforehand. Now, maybe I'm paraphrasing you wrong, but I want you to talk about that because I think that is genius.
Well, a pre-listing home inspection can be invaluable.
For yourself, that you do.
Absolutely. Right. And well, you know, I'm not the inspector, obviously. We have a certified inspector
right.
come in.
I mean, you, the homeowner.
Yeah.
Right.
But for homeowners to do that, one of the things to think about is people that, you know, if you purchased your home 5 or 10 years ago, you know, the world has changed a lot. Buyer expectation of the quality of the house and the condition, and even kind of the rules of the road with townships and all. Townships seem to be ever increasing their interest in adding a new certification. We have the smoke detector certification that's been around for years.
Well, you know. I'm being pessimistic, but I think that's a part of it, too.
Yeah. Well, it can be because I know how their budgets are strained these days.
Sure. But you're right. It is very hard, and there is a lot more certifications and things needed.
Yeah, and the difficult thing for a seller is if we wait and you know, have the buyer do their home inspection, which they're going to do, and they come up with something major, the buyer can say, well, you know, we don't want the house anymore. You can lose that and have to go back on the market, which is, you know, puts a seller typically in a tougher negotiating position because
right.
then the market knows, well, it didn't work out. Why is that?
And then also I think when an offer has been accepted, every time an offer is accepted, it's costing the seller money because you're going to your attorney. So there's fees that are involved in there. So let's say you get into attorney review and then it comes up when they do their inspections that the roof needs to be replaced. Well, that offer of $450 now goes down to, let's say, $425. So there's money being taken off the table. So if you're proactive and you know ahead of time there's an issue with the roof, you may be able to repair it for less. Don't you think you're losing money on the table if you go in blind with those things?
Yeah, and it can be, you know, if you look at it just in a very simple way, is the buyer does not want the old roof.
Right.
So they're going to say, well, the roof has to be replaced.
Right.
The seller has an old roof, right? The seller says, well, you know what? Maybe we should just replace the roof before we put it on the market. Now we're marketing a home with a brand new roof.
Right.
So the buyer that goes for that home says, you know what? I can just check off. I'm not going to need a new roof for 20, 30 years. And that means typically getting more money for the house, so which is great. You know, we always advise, and you know, we've talked about this with staging and everything we do pre-market,
right.
is to make sure that we're getting the best return from the market for every dollar invested in improvements.
Exactly.
And so that's why, you know, bringing in an expert like you on staging, mm-hmm. and for me to have, you know, be involved to say, here's the menu of options. Let's choose the ones that are going to get the best return.
Dave, I got to go to commercial, but we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back with more of Modern Design, and my guest today is realtor extraordinaire Dave Salmon, and we're talking about spring market and getting your house ready. I just want to break from it just to talk about the last commercial that we had about the bridges in New Jersey. I tell you, some of the hosts here hate playing, listening, because we have feedback here of the commercial, so at times what we do, and they hate playing that commercial because it's so, not creepy, but it really is scary how many of our bridges in our state are really old. And structurally deficient. It's kind of frightening.
Yeah,
you
they're,
know?
They're working on some of them, and I've noticed that they've gotten, just in my personal experience, that they've been able to turn them over pretty quickly compared to, I've seen bridges out for 2-3 years, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. So, but, like, as I say, with houses breaking down, the same thing with bridges. And, our state is a pass-through between New York and Pennsylvania. We get a lot of traffic through these roads, more than I think they were built for, anticipated when some of these roads were built. So it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm glad that there's attention to it, and they seem to be getting some federal help too, I think. I don't know.
Exactly.
If,
and so, hopefully that'll help the economy with some jobs, if we have some road projects.
Yeah. Well, and that, back to real estate, just to segue in, the infrastructure of an area, buyers today, they drive around.
Sure.
And they check out an area, and when, if they're going across a bridge that's fallen down, or looks, like it's 80 years old and needs work, and roadways with potholes and all this,
that's a negative into for the area. Exactly. Yeah. So getting back to real estate, and staying on topic, we're talking about spring market, which looks good, looks encouraging from what you've told us in the previous segment. And let's talk about getting your house ready for spring market. And for those of us, some of this will be a little bit repetitious from the last time you came, but I think it's good to repeat. And then for those of you that are new, I'd like to go through it, because I'd like to start. When I go to do a staging, whether it be for Dave or some of the other realtors that I work for, I do what's called a drive-by. I pretend that I'm the client. So if you give me the address and we're going to have an appointment on Friday, I'll go on Tuesday and I'll do a drive-by and I take my camera. I take my phone because my phone has become my camera because the pictures are better than my camera.
Right.
So I'll take my phone with me and I'll take some pictures of the property, not even going in, just the outside, because I think the outside of a home is so important because most people I don't think can get over that. A house has to have good curb appeal. And I think any house can have better curb appeal, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we don't always think about that when we're living in a property. And, you know, that's just the way things are when we're living there. We come and go. We get into the garage, go through the garage door.
Well, you were the one that said this to me. Yeah. You don't look at your front because you come in through the side. Sometimes I check the front of my house and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to hose down the front of the house because you don't look at the front of the house.
Even the walkway sometimes is, you go, I didn't realize it was that uneven. We haven't ever walked this way.
Exactly.
So, and what I'll do oftentimes, weather permitting, is have sellers say, come on outside. Let's walk out to the street.
Exactly.
And we're going to pretend that we're buyers and we're driving up to your home.
Exactly.
Now, we want them to feel, this looks great. This could be our home. Yeah, and start falling in love with it right away.
Well, let's do this. I think maybe not sales cycle, but the cycle of the homeowner. And this is how I see it, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Everything is visual with buying a house. Mm-hmm. So people are busy. People are online. It starts with the online pictures. And it's somebody like you that invests and gets a good photographer and takes good online pictures. It's important that your pictures show well and that the pictures look attractive.
Yes, and that they look like the house when people get there in person.
You mean like it's not the glamour shot of the house, right. And it's not that house when you see it.
We work together, my photographers and I, to make sure that the home is actually probably looking not like a different house. And buyers constantly will let me know on open houses that when they come in, some of them stop to thank me and say, you know, thanks for it. This is the house we thought
for realistic representation, right?
Because otherwise, we're just wasting everyone's time and attracting buyers that are not a match.
Well, I know that there's something. Sometimes there's tricks of the trade, and I know some realtors use that, like a wide angle. They use these lenses so the room looks twice the size, and you get there and it's half the size.
Yeah.
So
you always need a bit of a wide angle because if you've ever tried to take a picture of a room with your camera, you just can't fit it in. There's a difference between, you know, what you're saying.
And gilding the lily a little bit, right?
You know, I thought this was the size of a giant stadium.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's important that you're representing it properly, and I do agree with that. As I say, going back to it, that I start from exterior curb appeal. Obviously, I haven't been in the house yet. So I start taking notes. So when we come to have our first meeting, I have a little bit of history already, and I know a little bit about the property and what it looks like. What are some of your key outside points that you seem to look for every time, just for curb appeal? What's a hot button for you?
Well, the first thing is very simple. It's just the driveway.
Right.
Is it paved? Is it cracking? Is it, you know, in need of repair?
Uh-huh.
Can you have a smooth drive from the street into the garage?
Right.
Or is it bumpy and all that? Because that's the first thing buyers will come up again and say, you know, I'm going to have to repave the whole driveway.
It's money, right? It's money going out the door,
exactly.
And it's lowering your offer.
Yeah.
Right.
And oftentimes there's, you know, we have lovely wooded lots.
Right.
But the roots from the trees will tend to push the
driveway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, you know, those are all things that can be. Sometimes it's an easy repair. There's ceiling.
Right.
We always start with what's the easiest and least
expensive route.
But we always want it to be done the right way because we're not, you know, staging is not about trying to hide defects at all. You know,
no.
Some people make that mistake. It's taking the home and putting it its best foot forward.
It's like getting a haircut before you go to a wedding.
Yeah, or having your car detailed before you try to sell it.
Exactly.
You wouldn't say, well, hey, we just rode through the mud. Let's take a look at the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. So really, and then you can go everything. Occasionally, it'll be, let's just replace the whole driveway. We know it's a real issue. The thing about it is people will say, wow, I can't believe how much nicer my home looks because the driveways do.
Exactly. And fresh looking and that top coat is very good.
Yeah.
I'd probably say for me, the second thing would be then the walkways because I think people overlook their walkways. And again, walkways for the most part are organic. So if you have pavers or a brick walkway, even if it has a weed shield, even if it has, if it's packed in cement, you definitely will have either one, you have cracking, or number two, you have weeds coming through. So that's, I think you have to have a clear path to the house.
Yes, and that can actually be a do-it-yourself fix. Because they have, you know, the home stores have all the material you need to reset all those pavers. And it's just a matter of taking them out, smoothing out the area underneath, and then putting them back in place. It's time intensive. I've done it myself. My wife and I have crawled along.
It's sweat equity, don't you think? Not necessarily a lot of money, but some sweat equity.
Yeah. So, and you already own them. You already own the concrete pavers.
Right.
Why not use them?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then pressure washing, don't forget.
Anything
that is brick or concrete can be pressure washed to look almost like it's brand new.
The house, the deck, and the walkway. Most houses, and I've seen this around a lot, whether you have siding or brick or what have you, is in the spring after a bad winter, houses need to be power washed.
They do.
And that makes a big difference. Then for me, I would say the next thing would be washing the windows. Key is washing the windows.
I was just thinking the same thing. You're absolutely right.
Tell me what the perception is when you have a good-looking house with dirty windows.
Well, the funny thing that for a buyer who's seeing the home for the first time,
right,
their perception is this home has not been cared for.
Correct.
It has not been maintained.
I agree.
Because it just puts this, well, if they're going to let the windows look that bad, then they must not be doing the other things that you want to do to keep the house nice.
And don't you think sometimes, and I see this in resales all the time, again, the house is organic, it breaks down. Windows often, over time, get broken seals. If your windows are dirty, they kind of give the impression that maybe there's some broken seals or there's some damage. So I think the small amount of money it costs to have the windows clean and have bright, sparkling windows says, again, this is a house that's been maintained. I don't have to replace windows. It just starts a thought in the process. Okay, this house is $450. I have to replace the windows. That's to take $30,000 out of it or $20,000 or whatever it is. So I think it's worth it to do those proactive things.
Absolutely. And here's one of the funny things, again, when we live in our homes, well, we go to work in the morning, we come back in the evening,
right,
and we are around on the weekends, but we're usually involved with a big schedule.
Exactly.
Buyers come at different times. They might come when the sun is a different part of the sky, and it might be showing off those really dirty windows much more than
when you see it
in the morning or at night.
That's a very valid point. And then here's the thing I have with Maven Hill Designs, because I also have Maven Hill Painting, and we do a lot of painting. I often think it's worth it just to show that you put some money into the house, just paint your front door and your shutters.
Yes.
Pick a, you have a nice neutral body of your house, maybe change the color, maybe go a little black, do something else. Inexpensive. If you can't afford to paint the house, sometimes it doesn't even need it. Repaint your shutters in your front door. Give it a freshness. And paint gives a freshness, don't you think?
It does.
And that's something that I think that makes a big difference. In fact, we're going to do one on Friday. I wanted to do it this week. He's going to get ready to sell his house in the next couple of months. But he didn't paint the doors. We had painted the house with the previous guy before he met me. I did the whole inside, and he left the doors original. And the burgundy doors are now pink.
Oh.
So you don't want to have pink doors, because someone say, I'll bypass the house with the pink doors and go to the next house. So we're going to make them the color that they were before. A fresh coat of paint on a front door with some nice sheen to it, and shutters that have some nice sheen to them, I think make a house look new.
No buyer has ever been turned off by the phrase freshly painted.
Right.
Right. And especially, like you said, especially the front door. And that, it's something that when we do it, the reaction is, wow.
Right.
That looks great.
The next hot button for me for outside is making sure that the gutters are clean. I can't tell you how many houses I go to, and you can see the leaves coming out of the gutters.
I've shown homes where they apparently are using the gutters as a planter.
Right.
Because
they're growing things. Yeah. You ever see things growing out of the gutter?
It's just a no-no. Now, some people don't want to bother, or risk going up on the roof for that. That's fine. You can get, gutter cleaning companies to come over and take care of that for you. But really, we can't have things growing out of the gutters. Oftentimes, by the way, when we have inside, just an outside item that can affect inside,
right,
I've had homes where the basement had a damp corner in it, and buyers, how they feel about damp basements. They hate them.
Yes.
So it was because the gutters weren't clean, and the water was overflowing from the clogged up gutter down to the foundation and seeping into the house.
Right.
So that, that's something, just make sure that's done, especially this time of year, get them nice and clean so any rain we have just flows to where it's supposed to, away from the house, and that can avoid an issue of a buyer thinking there's a water problem when it's really just maintain the gutters.
Exactly. Okay, we have to break for news, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Rand Paul is taking his campaign for the presidency on the road.
One day after officially throwing his hat into the GOP contender ring, the Kentucky Republican is heading to New Hampshire. He tells NBC's Today Show that he never grew up dreaming of a run at the Oval Office.
In the back of my mind, I thought I might run for an office someday. But no, never in my wildest dreams would I think there'd be a constellation of events that would come forward that would allow me to. But I do think that the message I have to offer is a distinct one, and I think it is resonating.
The father of the black man gunned down by a white police officer in South Carolina says he isn't sure if the incident was racially motivated. Walter Scott Sr. tells NBC's Today Show he's confident justice will be served.
God is in the plan. God is tied with all this foolishness going on, and I believe in my heart that God is going to finish this right now. This has started. They started, and I think God is going to finish it.
This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
This is a special broadcast. At 4:10 p.m. today, I died. I died. And yet here I am. Why? I am a messenger of God.
Friday, April 17th.
This is the beginning.
A star fell from heaven and changed us and gave us a new destiny to stop the devil himself.
Wait, you mean like the devil?
The end will begin.
We're the angels of the apocalypse.
The Messengers, series premiere only on the CW.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. For those of you who'd like to come visit me, I'm a local guy in Flemington. My address is 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770. I had asked in the past couple of weeks to if you guys want to call me or text me some of your rooms, you have questions about what you should do, and I've been getting those texts. I really enjoy them, and I do anything that I get, I do comment and give you some ideas. Please feel free to call me at any time for any design advice you might need. So before break, Dave, in the news, we were talking about exterior things that we can do to our exterior to improve them. And what I wanted to, we left off about the gutters and make sure your gutters are free of leaves, which is important. And then finally, I think on the outside on my list is making sure that your shrubs are low and cut down, because I see at every house I go to that's a resale, I always see overgrown shrubs that you can't see the house. How often is that an issue for you?
No, it's true. And that's, again, something that we don't think about often the way we come and go from our homes,
right,
through the garage. And it really makes a big difference. It not only makes the home not, you know, it makes it show a little shabby.
Right.
It also speaks to, is this seller, is this homeowner maintaining the property correctly?
Correct.
So we want to make sure that a buyer who comes up, and remember, they're not living there every day. They get a few minutes.
Right.
And we've found that, you know, today we make judgments very quickly about everything.
Sure.
So you have a few minutes for them to think, well, this could be a problem, or wow, isn't this great? And of course we want, wow, isn't this great? And with that, not only the shrubs being trimmed, sometimes if they have gone for so long, they actually have to be pulled and replaced with something smaller.
Right.
But also, the one improvement that consistently returns the greatest percentage of return, over 100% on your investment, is mulching the beds.
Oh, yeah. Mulch is fresh amazing. Mulch.
Yeah. And my one tip on that is to ask your garden center about, does this mulch tend to have those little spores? Some of them have those little black dots that...
Were you the one I had this with? Because I had the guys from Rutgers Landscaping, and they disagreed with me also. Yeah. I personally love dyed black mulch.
Because
dyed black mulch, first of all mulch oxidizes right away.
Yes.
So whatever color you have, a day later, it's lighter.
Yeah, it looks like licorice when you put it in, licorice.
But and you're like, what did I do? But the next day, it's a rich chocolate brown, and by the end of the summer, it's still brown.
Yeah.
But if you start with a mid-tone color or a reddish color and so on, that fades so fast, it's like you didn't put mulch in.
It does. You're absolutely right. So a good quality mulch that my favorite and yours. You'd be the judge, though. And then, it doesn't hurt to actually do a few flowers,
pots.
We want the front to look happy and well maintained,
well loved,
exactly, cared for.
So we've gotten to the first step.
I forgot one thing. Just let me throw this in.
Sure.
We've talked about this before. The roof, if it doesn't need a new roof, oftentimes because of the weather we've had lately, we start to get With this back to pressure washing. It's right. possible to clear off algae and mold growths.
Oh, from, and it really collects on the roof. You're seeing it on roofs now as the snow is finally gone.
Yeah, the thing with that is one has to be careful not to damage the roof shingles.
Because if you power wash too close, you're going to lose roof shingles.
Yeah,
yes.
It really doesn't take that much to knock off that discoloration.
Right.
And that's another thing where we've done roofs where they look like they're ready to go, and then suddenly they look like they're almost new.
It's very true. Yeah. That's a good and valid point. All right, so we've taken the first step is that we've taken good and realistic pictures of your home where it looks terrific. So they like that. You're on the list. They go do a drive-by. The drive-by looks beautiful. They say, Dave, I want to see house 123 Maple Street. Let's talk about what we should do to get 123 Maple Street sold and for top dollar. What is, would you say, I'm leading on this, what is you would say the number one thing that someone can do on their exterior to make it look fresh and new for a potential new homeowner?
Well, we talked about painting.
Yeah.
Freshly painted.
Good answer. I have no cards up. He's saying this on his own. Yes. Okay.
Obviously, if it's a vinyl-sided house, you know, that might be a different situation. But anything that's
But I'm talking painted, inside now that we're inside.
And, but also remember, sometimes we have vinyl siding where there is, you know, wood or shingles.
Right.
That can be painted. And certainly we talked about the front door.
Sure.
Also around the garage doors. Sometimes they're aluminum clad when they do a vinyl work on it. Sometimes they're not. If they're not, anything that has paint on it should be freshly painted if at all possible.
But now we're inside the doors. What can we do inside to get this ready for our interior painting?
Yeah, interior painting. And, you know, it starts again with the foyer. And we walk in the inside of the door, the trim. Trim, especially with children, tends to get beaten up a little bit.
Exactly.
And, you know, having that freshly painted, and that's something, again, homeowners can do themselves as long as they do it professionally.
Well, you know, I've seen people that painted their own trim. It's kind of hard to paint trim.
Trim has to be where the edge is the key, right?
Exactly.
And I know I sympathize with anybody who thinks, oh my gosh, this is so tough, because I am not a fan of me painting my own trim.
Right.
It's just, it's takes so long to get those edges perfectly clean. And when you don't, it really makes it, you know, look wrong. And
here's a tip for me. And I've been doing this full time for 16 years. And for 16 years, I've been telling people to paint your trim white. Well, I'm not having as much problem now because times have changed and tastes have changed. So people are letting me paint the trim white more than they ever have before, because I am a proponent of white ceilings using a specially formulated ceiling paint that hides shadows and white semi-gloss trim, regardless of what we do for color. But in previous years, in years past, it was like pulling teeth, because I think the way it went was, in years past, if you build a home, the often the trim was wood and it was stained, and the walls were white or off-white. Then the trend changed where the walls were a saturated color, and people didn't necessarily want white. They wanted like antique white. And I never liked that personally, because I always thought that when the trim isn't a neutral white, it eschews the color that you have. Mm-hmm. And it also can make the house look older. But if someone doesn't have a budget to do the painting of every room with me, I say just paint your trim. Let's paint your trim out white. If it's wood, let's bring it to white. And if it's off-white, let's bring it to white. What a difference clean white trim makes. Even if you don't touch the sheetrock, it makes a big difference.
It's true. And, you know, you mentioned ceilings, too. There was a trend to even wallpaper a ceiling.
Ugh, yes.
And, you know, then to go with a color that is something other than ceiling white.
Right.
Ceiling white really brings out the room sizes, the brightness.
And it's light formulated for ceilings for a reason.
It is. And it's really not that difficult. It's funny. I often find people who will roll their eyes, we have to paint all the ceilings. When you get down to it with a good roller and an extension, if you want to do it yourself.
Yeah, ceilings aren't bad.
Yeah, some tarps. They go very quickly. And again, you know, you can have a professional come in and do that.
Exactly.
It really pays off, though. It makes every room brighter.
I think so. So, and I would agree that the first thing definitely, and the most bang for your buck, is the painting. Mm-hmm. The second thing I think we have to attack is the flooring surfaces. And it's been my experience that people these days are not such a big fan of carpeting on the first floor. Tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Every buyer virtually that comes in, it's a rare case. I had one couple who liked carpeting. And they wanted wall to wall, but that's
really
that's a
rarity.
Yeah,
isn't
it's a rarity today. Most want not only hardwood out throughout, really,
right,
both up and down.
Right.
They also would like it to be that dark color,
Yes, now. Dark hardwood floors.
Dark hardwood floors. And you know what? Pick up a home magazine and just page through it and see how many pictures have dark hardwood floors.
Oh, yeah, that's what's in. Wider boards. But you know what? If your house was built in 1989, you're not going to have dark hardwood floors.
Right.
And if you don't have money to change the dark hardwood floors and you happen to have thin, light hardwood floors, you can always certainly have them treated and waxed and just have them be the best that they can be.
Yeah, just have them look good, in good shape. When they're heavily traveled, again, that's one of the first things that I do, and I know, you know, when we work together, we do, is we go through the home and kind of assess, you know, everything, because we realize we're not remodeling a home.
No.
This is not a flip. This is, we just want to get the most money in the best, in the, you know, shortest period of time.
Right.
And to not have to put in, you know, $100,000 into redoing a home.
It's
a spruce up to sell. It's a different...
It's making it to be the best that it could be.
Yes, exactly.
I agree. And then the next thing for me is, on the flooring surface, is if you have tile. I have done this in so many of my homes lately. I have a company that I deal with in Pennsylvania that just only does grout. They clean and freshen grout, and the difference is unbelievable. What I tell people all the time when they have tile floors or a lot of tile surfaces in their house, the grout, even if it's sealed over time, gets darker and darker and darker. And eventually what you see is you don't see the tile anymore, you see the grout. And when my grout guys go in and they get rid of that muck in that layer, and the grout is now clean, and then they make the grout the color of the tile, the grout disappears, and you just see this one solid surface. Because in years past, tiles were often smaller, and if you don't have a budget to update your tile to a 14 by 14, 16 by 16, 18 by 18 tile, when you get rid of the definition between tile and grout, it looks like a solid surface, and it makes your house look newer. And I've been doing it in almost every one of my projects. It's very affordable to have your grout cleaned and sealed, and it makes such a difference.
Oh, what
are your thoughts on
that's, you're right on again, of course. And
right.
People often think, well, it's a tile floor and grout, and I'm just stuck with it.
Right.
But like you said, you can clean and seal the grout. You can replace the grout.
Right.
These are all, you know,
viable
doable
options.
Yes. Also, when you have that one cracked tile,
right,
and you have the box in the basement, it's interesting. Almost every closing I have, right before the closing, the seller will say, "Oh, did they want us to leave behind the extra tiles?"
Right.
So sure. If you have a cracked tile or two, those should be replaced with the. With the nice ones that
exactly.
are not cracked, and just make sure they match out. If it's in a sunny area inside where you have light coming in, sometimes
right.
the tile gets a little bit, you know, just like hardwood floors. You notice right. when you pull up an area rug, you
exactly.
see some discoloration. So, just make it nice, and you know that takes away a concern for a buyer. Why is the tile cracked?
Exactly, yeah. And I think like you, I'm a big proponent of less is more. Most
yes.
people don't want to spend money on a house that they're not in love with anymore because
right.
they're leaving. But I think if you show it at its best, you don't necessarily have to rip out your floors if you have thin floors and you want wider dark boards, because there is always going to be somebody who wants pink. You know, you never
yeah.
know what somebody's going to want. But take what you have and make it be the best that it can be. And I think that's a thing where the issue comes in is if you have hardwood floors and they're trashed. Well, you can't sell a house with trashed hardwood floors. You have to repair what's there and make it functional. And if the people want to come in after you and rip them out and put dark hardwood floors, that's fine. But having the floors be the way they are but be not correct, they're going to walk by that house or offer you significantly less. And that's a difference. And that's what people, I think, don't understand. People say to me, well, why am I going to do this? They're only going to rip it out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's the case, but you have to present what you have as being well-loved.
Yes.
Even if they're going to rip it out. I think that's critically important, don't you?
Absolutely.
And that's like a disconnect for
most
people.
And I'll often hear is they'll say, well, you know, well, not everybody likes dark hardwood floors. And
right.
say, well, here's the thing. In this house, any buyer is going to think the floors are an issue because they need work. If we're at that point, then you might as well do them with the nice, new, modern, dark hardwood floors, because most buyers like that. But guess what? 100% of the buyers don't like the old, worn, I got to repair them or replace them right away floors. Right?
Exactly, exactly. So. We have to break for a commercial, and we will be back again for more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use,
Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I am Rich Scuderia. I am the owner of Maven Hill Interior Designs. If you'd like to come visit me, I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. My number, phone number is 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to call me or text me with any of your problems or questions, I'd be glad to help you. And if you're just tuning in at this portion, I am very pleased to have the realtor that I really connect with and recommend and use all the time, Dave Salmon. If you want to Google Dave Salmon, you'll see his wealth of knowledge and history. And we're picking Dave's brain here. We're lucky we're getting that at no cost to us on how to get your home ready for spring market. So when last we left off before our commercials, we were talking about the home. We're inside the home now and what we can do. We talked about painting and getting the walls right, and then we talked about flooring and the optimum surfaces. And I want to transition into the thing that we all know sells houses, and that's kitchens and baths, hard surfaces. And that's where some money can come into. And a couple weeks ago, I had Carmine Lafonto, who is specifically a kitchen designer, and we went through the house of all types of surfaces that are in a kitchen specifically. And one of the things that we both had said was we feel that the perception of a buyer or a person in general is that a kitchen means granite and stainless steel. And we both thought, well, even maybe 15 years ago, even in the higher end market, not everybody had granite and stainless steel. Whereas now it seems that in every price point, people have the perception that they should be getting granite and stainless steel. So I, as a realtor, I was wondering what your perception of that is and what the customers are saying are hot buttons about using these two surfaces.
Well, yeah, and there's been a evolution of that of countertop surfaces, you know, the Formica, the nice, right, the, you know, beveled edge and decorative Formica, right, multicolor sometimes. And right, then,
Formica, for, yeah, just say generic, it's a brand, or laminate,
yeah,
but
yeah, laminate.
Laminate countertops, yeah, have come a long way, and they, yes, have a much better looking product than they ever have.
They do, actually, right, yes. And then right, Corian,
right,
arrived, and those products, and, you know, granite then probably, I think probably in the last 10 or 15 years, certainly, in since the new millennium,
right,
that really has become the standard,
the benchmark, right, yeah, it's like, absolutely, no matter what price point,
yeah, there's some variations. There's I sold a home recently on quartz countertops, which,
right,
beautiful, but
what's your thought on, yeah, quartz versus granite?
You know, it's I think it's a really a personal choice. That the that buyer didn't really think that it was much different at all. They thought, okay, oh well, that's nice. They just like aesthetically, the,
right,
how it looked. So, you know, rather than thinking that there was some kind of a difference in quality.
Right.
And, you know, do you have any experience with those yourself?
Or? I do, and I have this is an issue for me. This basically simplify the difference between a granite countertop and a quartz countertop. Is granite is a naturally occurring surface, mm-hmm, that is not man-made, whereas quartz is a man-made, mm-hmm, product. And some people choose to do quartz specifically because something that's comes in nature is random, and you'll get a random pattern you get here and there. But if you have something that's man-made, it can be specific to your specific tastes and so on, which is great, but not necessarily so great for resale. I feel that even though quartz is slightly more expensive, the perception of granite is quality, and I always lead people towards granite. You don't have to do a crazy granite. I always tell people often, don't do such a crazy granite. It's an expensive surface that should be a neutral background. If you want to have a crazy look, put the paint on the walls a crazy color. Mm-hmm. Keep it relatively consistent. But I have a preference personally. I have a preference for bathrooms anyway. I mean, for kitchens anyway. I have a preference for granite. Mm-hmm. Bathrooms are a different story, but I think that's critical to people. People say to me all the time, I want granite and stainless steel appliances. I, yes, just hear it over and over again. I don't hear somebody, I want quartz only.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. That's right. Granite by far is the standard stuff.
Exactly.
And you know, so and when you're doing a staging or remodeling, we have an issue. Again, if we have a kitchen that's, you know, not brand new, but it's okay, and
right,
we feel like a buyer could move into the home without having to do something right away, that's
right,
a big difference between, oh, this has to be done right away.
You know that's yeah, a key thing, and this is the thing I hear from people when I go in to do a staging project more than any other thing. The painting is never a problem. The power washing, they agree with that. When we talk about putting money into the kitchen, there's often a perception, well, let's say they have oak cabinets, honey oak cabinets, and they're in good shape, or they're not in good shape. The homeowner will say, well, I don't want to go out and spend the money on cherry cabinets because the customer that only wants a white kitchen is not going to buy it.
Right.
And what you said is very truthful. Some people will like white, some people will like granite, but if you have a bad kitchen, if you have bad cabinets, 100% of your buyers are not going to want,
that's correct,
damaged, yes, cabinets, yes, and that's the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone hates the old falling apart. So go with new, make a decision. And again, we're doing it in a budget. We want to, you know, the shoestring budget concept. Let's get the biggest bang for the buck.
Especially when you're selling your house.
That need to be done. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree, yeah, with that 100%. Yeah. And you don't want to be too taste specific.
Right.
And
yeah,
often cabinets can be taste specific.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I had this conversation with someone, with a homeowner recently, and they, uh-huh, had done some major improvements to their home, oh, 15 years ago. And, I mean, really beautiful things. And
right,
I said, well, you know, when we talk about resale and what you're going to get out of those,
right,
if you were going to flip that home then and just, you know, fix it up, remodel and put it back on and try to make the biggest profit, you would have made certain decisions on all the finishes.
Right.
You made decisions that were far above that. And that difference between the cost and those was really your personal enjoyment.
Right.
You decided we would enjoy this home more by spending more and doing some things that were really more special.
Right.
And you kind of depreciate that enjoyment over the years. So when you go to resell it, you know you're not going to get 100% of those.
Sure. Right. Because, you know, a house is also, it's twofold to a house. A house, to a certain degree, is an investment. And the second thing is that you live in a house. It's your enjoyment. So you have to balance that as, yeah, well.
So let me ask you again, how do we get granite countertops? I'd love to have it in every listing I take because, you know, I know the buyers love them. And it's there's perception is that, the, you know, it's $20,000 to put.
It really isn't. One of the things that we had discussed when I had Carmine here is that the granite has become easier and easier to get and less expensive. A couple of tips that I use as a designer. Number one is I get a discount because I buy granite in mass. So I pass that along to my customers, which saves them a lot of money. Number two is not everybody has a massive kitchen. So what I do a lot is I work with remnants. Now think about this. Every time they do a job, whether it be a massive kitchen or a bathroom or a specialty item or so on, people have to purchase whole slabs. Granite is sold in slabs. Well, often not all the slabs get used. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there's material left over. That's an opportunity for somebody that has a smaller kitchen. And what I will do is if you go to somebody like me, I will go price out remnants. I'll take a look at your especially you want to be cost effective if you're not going to be living in the house. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and see if we could make it work with my guys. I'll call and I'll say, what do you have something, you know, of that's neutral that would work for staging? And if you work with remnants, you can get granite for very inexpensive money. I mean, I've done kitchens for $2,500. And, you know, for some people, that's really worth it. If you're in the right market, if you're in a neighborhood where everybody has granite and you have laminate and the laminate is cracked, you have to do something.
Yeah, and one of the things that I do in my market analysis is we look at, you know, the homes that have been selling.
Right.
The homes that have been selling and look at the kitchens. Just as you said, if there's 8 homes that sold recently in the area and they all have granite countertops, then we can go and look at the homes that expired and almost always they don't have it.
Yeah.
Say, wow, they were in a similar price range. They were on for 6 months, didn't sell. And look at the kitchen. It was the difference between a nice, beautiful kitchen with granite countertops and something that's, you know, a little dated.
Even if they're not necessarily the one that they would pick, if the granite is in, it makes a difference. Yeah. It's two houses next door to each other. One has formica, one has granite. They're going to go for the granite.
Absolutely.
I see that all the time. Yeah. Dave, we're coming down to our last minute, and you are so knowledgeable. Just to wrap up with our show today, anything overall advice for spring market to get your house ready?
Well, the first thing is I would take advantage of people like you and me and get a great agent involved that can come over and take that first look. And
great agent is key.
You know, yes, is to really say we're looking at it through the buyer's eyes. We want to attract the buyers that are the best match for that home and give them the things that they're really looking for.
Sure.
And make them impressed by how well cared for the home is. And then staging and get that going. It really doesn't take much time, but create a plan. First thing we do is here's our timeline. Here's the things we need to do to get up to that first showing day. And when we do that right, we can have the home sold quickly at a higher price. Wow. And isn't that great?
Yes, and that's why people need a real estate professional, somebody qualified like you with a lot of experience that really can make the difference and give us the most bang for our buck and get us the money out of our home.
Yeah. And let me just say thanks for having me again today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
We could just sit down and talk. We've done this many times just without being on air.
Sometimes I forget. You know, good thing we don't use curse words because in internet radio, there's no delay.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same in real life as we just did.
Exactly.
Hour, right?
Exactly. Well, I thank you for joining us. And to my guests, I thank you for continuing to support me in Modern Design. And I will see you next Wednesday with another update of Modern Design. Thanks and have a good week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Senator Rand Paul is taking his campaign for the presidency on the road.
One day after officially throwing his hat into the GOP contender ring, the Kentucky Republican is heading to New Hampshire. He tells NBC's Today Show that he never grew up dreaming of a run at the Oval Office.
In the back of my mind, I thought I might run for an office someday. But no, never in my wildest dreams would I think there'd be a constellation of events that would come forward that would allow me to. But I do think that the message I have to offer is a distinct one, and I think it is resonating.
The father of the black man gunned down by a white police officer in South Carolina says he isn't sure if the incident was racially motivated. Walter Scott Sr. tells NBC's Today Show he's confident justice will be served.
God is in the plan. God is tied with all this foolishness that's going on. And I believe in my heart that God is going to finish this right now. This has started. They started, and I think God is going to finish it.
This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry!